The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galantine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villers sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
This show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Critics say you won't be able to tear your eyes away. Now, that is a good series, if that's the case.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
Baby making isn't simple, and trust me, I know from experience. There is also a lack of knowledge surrounding how to get pregnant.
We spend our lives trying to prevent unwanted pregnancy, but when you do want to conceive, there's a lack of understanding and resources.
Free to Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby, with a set of solutions for everything from egg and sperm health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby.
Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible. From ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits, Frida makes baby making simple.
Find your Frida Fertility on Amazon, Target, and select CVS near you.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
Hi, guys. This is Teddy Mellencamp, and I'm joined by my friend Emily Simpson for our new spinoff show, Popping Off, where we are digging deep on this season of Vanderpump Rules. Hi, guys. Welcome to another episode of Popping Off with myself, Teddy Mellencamp, and...
Emily Simpson. Thanks for joining us.
We are excited to, you know, try to entertain you for the next... Who knows how long.
Before they cut us off.
before we get the message on the group chat, it's hey, guys, wrap it up. We've heard enough of your voices, and so we are going to be recapping today Vanderpump Rules season 11 episode 9 and The Valley season 1 episode 2. What was your favorite to watch of the two?
I actually enjoy The Valley.
Me too.
I don't know why, but I do. I like it. I find it a little more amusing. Maybe it's because of Jax. I actually find him to be really entertaining.
I mean, not somebody I would want to be married to.
No. Or maybe even be friends with or hang out with. But like, I'll watch from a distance.
Yeah, like watching the train wreck from a distance is really entertaining.
I find him extremely entertaining.
No, we appreciate him. Listen, I know that we like to get involved in mess. I don't think there's another person out there that loves mess more than Jax.
No, he like thrives in it and looks forward to it.
And then tries and to then justify.
But then acts confused.
Oh, like, what do you mean?
What do you mean? Is that not a good idea? Should I not have said that?
You mean I shouldn't have invited somebody completely inappropriate and then been shocked that people didn't embrace it?
Right.
Weird. But before we get into recapping the episodes, of course, we have some headlines. This first one, before we even say what it is, let's just give a round of applause to Ariana.
For what?
Because she has bought a new home.
Oh, yeah. Right.
She bought a $1.6 million home in LA after post-split real estate battle with ex Tom Sandoval. The recently renovated mid-century modern house located in Los Angeles was originally built in 1962. The main level of the three-bedroom, two-bedroom. I'm like, this is a lot of information. I would have been fine with just the picture. But
There was a way to plug an additional show. Buying Beverly Hills star Ben Bellack was the seller's agent for the sale. As previously reported, Sandoval was hoping to buy Maddox out of their shared home. However, she wanted them to sell it and split the proceeds. In January 2024, Maddox sued Sandoval to force the sale of their home. He, however, rejected her request via legal documents filed in late February, and a judge has not yet decided on that matter. So finally, she was like, you know what? F it. Why have the money?
Here's the question, though. So then is she still paying half the mortgage on the other house and now paying a mortgage on a new house?
Well, I don't think she was paying the mortgage anyway.
So like, she just stopped paying.
Yeah, like I feel like she stopped paying because the other reports we've seen are like the back and forth from the after show, her explaining that she was waiting for like the documentation of the splitting up of the finances and that it used to be a joint account. Essentially, everything they said was confusing to me. If you didn't trust what he was charging you for cable, you still do know what your mortgage is and what half of that is.
And also you're a homeowner, so it's the duty is on you. I'm sure you can find out what the cable bill is. I'm sure you know what the water bill is. I mean, are you just, you just live there and have no idea about what the expenses are?
But also, if you don't, I'm going to give you a little trick. You can have Anne call Spectrum and say, hi, my name's Ariana Maddox and my code is whatever, 7517. What's my monthly bill?
Is that your code that you just gave everybody?
No, I had to rethink. I almost gave my code and then I was like, shit, back up. Why don't I need to tell everyone my password to my entire life? But I am happy she's moving into a new place. But I also am curious what this means for that house and who's going to fumigate the bedroom.
Well, yes, she's going to have to hire like what some, I don't know, some, what is that hot moving company? You know, aren't those like those hot college guys that come? What is that called?
Oh, yeah, where they don't have their shirts on.
Yeah. I mean, that's who I would use if I were going to move.
And also, I am curious for next season, if there's a next season. Will her bedroom look in the same condition at her new house? Like, is this just how she lives regardless, or only how she lives when she needs to stay primarily in the bedroom?
That is a good question. I think she just lives like that. She just likes to hoard. She likes hoarding.
Do you think she'll invite us over to
be her new place? No, absolutely not. She's like, F them.
Well, somebody else she said F them to is her brother, Jeremy Maddox, said he hasn't spoken to his sister in months via this Us Weekly article. Ay, ay, ay. Jeremy sparked speculation that he's on the outs with the sister after hugging her ex-boyfriend, Tom, at an event. He was asked about the alleged friendly encounter during the Friday, March 22nd episode of Pump Rules podcast. Obviously, I'm going to stand by my sister, but yeah, I need to talk to Tom. I would love to talk to my sister, but I haven't heard from her in months. Jeremy also weighed in on whether he will continue to keep distance from him and Sandoval, adding, depending on how long it takes for me to hear from my sister will determine on whether I stick to that stance or not. He also continued, people need to realize that I lived with both of them for a long time. So it affected me too. I lost a friend. I lost someone that was, I was also in a mutual relationship of love.
Oh, well, you know, this goes back to what we talked about before, where I really feel like her inability to just allow people to move and navigate around Sandoval on their own terms and however they want to, like she's trying to control absolutely everyone and everyone's relationship with him. That's got to be exhausting.
Like, why can't she just be like, I think Sandoval's a douchebag. I don't want to be friends with him, but
right,
go for it.
Exactly. I don't understand the need to control everyone else's thoughts, emotions, actions when it comes to Tom Sandoval. Like, let it go.
Like, I get it. He shouldn't go to Thanksgiving dinner at your house where your right. brother and you are. But like, if your brother sees him out and wants to say hi, and what's the big deal?
I don't know. Well, apparently for her, it's a big deal. She hasn't spoken to her brother in months. So that's sad. Now you're letting Tom Sandoval trickle into your relationship with your sibling. Like, that's too much control. That's too much power that you're letting him have.
Yeah. And also, that's not a storyline. So this is not even like for TV drama or anything.
You're like, you're not even getting paid for that. So you're not even move on.
Paid to have this family drama because your brother is currently not on the show. So I don't get it.
Lala Kent responds to rumors she had a friendship-ending fight with Ariana Maddox at the VPR reunion in an ET article. Lala addressed the tweet from fan account Bravo Babe that stirred rumors, stating, rumor is that Ariana eviscerated, I like that word, that's a big word, eviscerated word. Lala at the end of the reunion, like friendship over type of situation. In response, Lala engaged with the host, stating, only one of those things is true. I'll let y'all decide. In addition to this, Lala also dissed Katie Maloney after filming the reunion. Kent gave her Instagram followers a cryptic look at where her friendship with Maloney stands on Saturday when doing a question and answer session on her story. She was asked, because on Watch What Happens Live with Katie, Andy hinted that you two aren't cool with each other. And Lala responded, I'm sure if I go back to being real miserable, we'll get thick again. She added at the bottom, contemplated not posting this because I love her mom. Sorry, Tara. I like that. I like her caveat at the end. She's like, yeah, I'm a bitch and fuck her, but love ya, mom.
Love your mom, though. What is it? L-L-Y?
Yeah.
What is it? L-L-Y-A-S? Love you like a sister. Yeah. Tear. Like, also, Tear?
Tear.
Tear. Tear.
Tear. Love you, Tear.
Love you, Tear.
Not so much. No. Your daughter can go F herself.
And when I want to go back to being a miserable human being, we can maybe reconsider. But that being said, this episode, Katie wasn't that miserable. She's actually quite a good time.
I actually enjoyed Katie this episode.
Me too. Let me ask you a question though.
Yeah. When Lala says you decide which one, what do you think it was?
I think she's saying, do you really think Ariana could eviscerate me with her words? Is right. My guess.
Right.
Because I have seen Ariana be able to eviscerate. I just don't know that Ariana could eviscerate Lala.
Yeah. My money is always on Lala.
Yeah. I mean, we'll have to see, though. We'll have to see. I mean, Ariana for sure thinks that she did, if this is all being leaked already. So right. I guess we'll just be the judge. And if she did eviscerate her, I'm curious what she said. Is it going to be past stuff about Rand? Do we care? Like, so on and so forth. They're all, at this point, all of them have been lying cheaters at some point, which is true to this episode. So
exactly.
Eviscerate away.
Yes.
I was having a little bit of empathy for Rachel for a little bit, but at this point, she's bugging me more than Ariana because her inability to stop talking about Tom.
Right.
At this point, like if you want to heal from him, talk about him in therapy, but you're not on a television show anymore where you need to speak about him every single time.
Because so on her podcast, what is the premise of her podcast? Is she just supposed to talk about Scandoval, or is she supposed to be talking about other things?
Well, I mean, it's Rachel Goes Rogue. So Rachel talks about it. I haven't, to be honest, I can't really listen to more than the clips, but I did see in one of her clips, like she had on a specialist that talked to her about why she smiles when shit's hitting the fan. So like say something really bad to me, like call me out on something right now.
You are so boring. I'm so glad you got fired from Beverly Hills, you John Mellencamp coattail riding dummy.
Nepo baby.
Nepo baby.
I know, right? Like, yeah, it was awesome. I love losing paychecks. It's so cool. It was great for my self-confidence.
Okay, she does that.
So she does like a nervous smile anytime things are askew. So she brought somebody on to discuss that. But in this recent podcast, she talks about how She shared names of those who knew about Scandoval early on. She previously claimed in the lawsuit that Ariana knew about the affair as early as fall of 2022. Ariana was allegedly on the chopping block and needed a juicy story to save her job. Tom Shorts knew from the jump, and Kyle Chan had also known, but he was also one of the people that was trying to talk some sense into Tom. She continued, next is Jason Bader, Tom Sandoval's drummer and band manager. Next is Max Boyens. Max Boyens, you know, to spill the juice. We know about Max Boyens.
I know Max now.
Also, Max Boyens, why the F are you sharing your location with so many people?
Yeah, I don't understand that. Am I just too old to understand the sharing location thing?
No, like I make my kids and Edwin share their location with me. But like, if I was like, Emily, can you start sharing your location? That's weird. Like, I don't need to know where you are.
Why does Sheena need to know where all these people are? What, is it an app? I'm really confused.
The fact that you don't even know what it is a little bit frightening to me.
I have no idea. Is it an app?
It's part of the Apple iPhone. Okay. You just press this little thing. I'll share my location with you today so you can see. I'm only going to share it for 12 hours because I don't want you to get jealous of the fact that I barely ever leave my house. But then she said, Rachel then shared that Sandoval's mother knew. She went on to Sandoval's hometown with him. But yes, Tom Sandoval's mom also knew. And I think that's really messed up position to put your mom in because, you know, she's keeping this secret for her son. She also says her therapist told her that accountability for Rachel is protecting herself. We're going to take a quick break and then we're going to come back and talk about episode 9.
The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galantine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Veller sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
Trust me, you've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. This show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this bold and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Stars and the Stars app.
Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Hi, it's Tamara Judge, co-owner of Vena CBD, where our mission is your health and wellness. At Vena, we understand life's daily challenges, and that's why we offer a range of CBD products designed to help you find balance and feel your best. Whether you're struggling with stress, sleep, or just looking for a daily wellness boost, we've got you covered. If you struggle getting a good night's sleep like me, listen up. I started sleeping better right away when I started taking Lights Out sleep gummies before bed. Our best sellers, like the Cloud 9 Mood Enhancing Gummy and our Lights Out Sleep Gummy, are made with the highest quality of ingredients, grown right here in the USA, ensuring that you get all the benefits without any compromise. And we stand by our products. Not only are they third-party tested for quality, but we also offer a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Experience the difference with Vena CBD and take the first step towards a more balanced you. Visit VenaCBD.com today and explore our range of products. And for our podcast listeners, enjoy an exclusive discount on your first order. Just use the code TEAPOD, TEAPOD, at checkout for buy one, get one free.
I have to start out by talking about this episode by giving a special shout out to production to the editors for showing us Spirit Airlines plane as an intro to every James Kennedy scene.
What? Why is that?
Because they're loving to point out that he lives near the airport.
Oh, yeah.
And like, yes. Not the private one.
Yeah, right. That's why you got your house for that amazing price, because you have to see every flight leaving LAX.
You have to see every pissed off person getting on their Spirit airline, realizing there's not enough room.
Have you ever flown Spirit?
Oh, yeah, of course I have. I'm cheap.
I flew Spirit one time to Nashville and I thought I was going to die. And I told Shane, never again. I will never fly that airline again.
Well, I will if the price is right, but I'm also a lot shorter than you.
You're okay dying?
Well, no, I mean, I'm okay dying at a budget.
All right. Okay.
All right. But James is DJing at Hotel Ziggy, so Allie invited Joe to come with her and the rest of the group. The last time Allie was at this hotel, she met Rachel for the first time, and we get a flashback of this interaction that happened years ago. This entire scene with Joe could really...
Was there more going on that they didn't show? Or was it just... Was she just having a fit and an anxiety attack because the girls were all standing together and she wasn't with them?
Because they really weren't even, they hadn't even gotten to the sloppy Joe comment at this point.
No, I was like, what are they talking about her? Are they, I couldn't even hear them saying anything about her. And I didn't feel like they were looking back and like pointing at her and laughing. So I didn't understand the hat and like the anxiety attack and the leaving.
Well, I think with the hat, I think she... my guess is what Sheena was doing by pointing out the braids is kind of doing that thing where you pretend that you're looking out for the best for that other person. Like, you look so cute with your hair and the braids, but yeah. Really she's pointing out, I think you've changed.
Because she got her hair done?
Because she did her hair and she put makeup on and she isn't in the hat. Like, so, but I guess before we get to that, Billy visiting Sandoval at the house he shares with Ariana, admitting she gets nervous. She'll run into Ariana every time she visits. And that Billy is going to bring her friend T to Hotel Ziggy tonight. Then we luckily get a flashback to the pool party.
The best pool party ever. I wish they could have done a flashback to the two girls in the pool with him, too. If we're going to do a flashback, why not show the best scene?
Why not show us what we want to see? The two girls like the most awkward shit. But then Billy's talking shit about Ariana in front of T. Sandoval wonders if it's worse living with your mom or ex-girlfriend. Sandoval loves the house and he doesn't want to leave. He's offered to buy Ariana out of top market value, but he hasn't heard anything back from her.
Well, okay. Would you rather live with your mom or your ex-boyfriend that cheated on you with your best friend?
No comment.
I'm gonna go with ex-boyfriend who cheated on me with my best friend.
I was like, oh my gosh. I mean, if we're gonna talk really, especially if the ex-boyfriend's scared to speak to me.
Yeah, and he just communicates via assistant or email.
And he's always on the treadmill anyway, so it's not like you're gonna bump into him doing anything.
Right. So I don't know. I feel like that's a better arrangement.
So then Ariana FaceTimes with our girl, Anne, who's not even on the clock. We get to see her in yet another outfit.
Yeah. Where is she at home in her bathroom, like brushing her teeth or something?
I think she's like getting ready for like the Taylor Swift concert or something.
Oh, that's
like,
right. It was the Taylor. She's a Swifty.
She's not on the clock. And Ariana still asks her if Sandoval's downstairs.
She's like, I don't know. Let me check. Let me text him and ask him. And then I'll text you back and let you know.
She's like, so I have to leave soon and I don't want to run into him. Oh, yeah, sure. Hold on. Taylor, can you hold off this next song?
Yes. Take a little break, Taylor. Just a little intermission.
I need to find out if Tom is going to walk through his own home.
Right. I just have a little work to do.
But Ariana feels like she's on the verge of burnout. Like, burnout. I'm like, we can tell by your bedroom, honey. Right. So
she wants step one, a burnout warning. Step two, take out by your bed that you left there.
Overnight.
Overnight, girl.
I'm like, I realize that we're mad at Sandoval for letting the dog in your room, but I'm mad at you for leaving chicken skewers overnight. I don't care what the situation is or what level of my mental state is in. Like, clearly I'm not in the best one right now. My feet are a disaster that look like they should be kept under a rock. But to leave skewers and old chicken by your bed?
I know. That's all I kept thinking about. I had a hard time like blaming Sandoval when I was like, that's disgusting. You woke up the next morning and you got up out of bed and you saw it sitting there and you brushed your teeth and you put clothes on and you still didn't throw that shit away.
Are we just assuming she brushed teeth or did we see this on camera?
Oh, well, I just assume she did. I don't know. Maybe she still has chicken satay breath. I don't know.
Yeah, but also why we're on this topic, so we don't have to go to it next. Why did she say that the dog needed to go to the vet because of the chicken satay? And then Sandoval had to out her and say she ate 500 laxative pills. Oh, it's two separate incidents.
Yes, but it wasn't 50. He's like, or 50. No, it was 500.
Could you imagine 500 laxatives?
How do you survive after you had five? First of all, what? Who has 500 laxative pills?
Like, what do you mean? Hold on.
I don't understand. Is that the bulk version from Costco?
And whose laxatives were they? Were they his laxatives or Ariana's laxatives? Tom Sandoval is the one that told me the best way to cure a hangover is with Midol.
Oh, I thought you were going to say with laxatives.
With shitting your brains out on top of the alcohol diarrhea.
That makes sense.
But yeah, why didn't anybody in the scene even question the laxatives? Like, do you have tons? I think I have like up on one top shelf after like my neck lift, they gave me like Colace or something.
Yes.
Because when you're on pain pills, they like,
I get it. Happens to me every time. I keep a little supply of Dulcolax whenever I have surgery.
How many pills do you have? I think I may have four.
It's just like the regular, I don't know, CVS little package. I don't know. I feel like if my dog ate it, he'd be fine.
But like, how did the dog get into this packaging? Like, that's a hard pack. You have to like push it through the little thing, like get a fork and...
Yeah, that's right.
The dog was just like, ooh, I love it.
Love laxatives.
That and chicken skewer.
Yeah.
Sticks. But yeah, then in her confessional, Ariana admits that Anne deserves so much better than Sandoval. She doesn't know if she can even save Anne, but someone needs to. Hashtag save Anne. I'm like, we said that first.
Yeah.
Didn't we?
I think we did.
I mean, she may have recorded the confessional before it was aired, but
probably.
We have done a hashtag. Maybe it was help Anne. But one would say Anne saw a lightning bolt of opportunity and jumped to it.
Yeah, she was like, I would love to be considered for this.
But also, she couldn't have like done it a little cooler. Like, you know, I'd rather work for you. She's like, I don't
learn for you. I know. I was like, wow. Yeah.
I can assure you, George, who just turned down the air conditioning, does not greet me with that kind of enthusiasm.
He doesn't. Well, maybe if I FaceTime George and I'm like, George, I'm looking for an assistant. And George is like, I would love the opportunity.
You'll know. Hey, George. George, can you let me know if any of my kids are in the hallway? Because I'd like to go downstairs and I don't want to have to parent. George thought I was actually really asking. He's like, let me check.
Like,
then Shorts. Oh God, the Shorts and Lala stuff. Shorts and Lala are at Creation together. Why are they always getting smoothies? Like, I've never seen people get more smoothies and juices in my life.
Well, I've never seen two people flirt more, but not flirt. But
I mean, maybe this was because they're sober curious or whatever. He's sober curious. He's pretending to be sober curious.
Yeah. But
they do a shot together. And then Schwartz tells her he likes to go on drug and alcohol benders, but he also likes to go on
sober and healthy. It's balance. It's just all about balance. It's like, I'll snort cocaine today, and then tomorrow I'll have a smoothie. It's all about balance.
And then the day after snorting cocaine, when I'm in a depressed state, I will hang out with Joe, then go flirt with Lala and do a juice shot.
That's right.
Balance, healthy baby. Balance. Healthy balance. But then Schwartz admits to Lala that he made out with Sheena in Vegas 12 years ago. Lala is shocked. Schwartz was dating Katie when this happened. Lala's annoyed that Sheena never told her this, considering how close they are. Katie may not know this happened either. So basically, Schwartz just dug himself into a hole for no reason. What?
He must have just come off a drug bender. That's why he's admitting to this.
Like, maybe it hadn't worn off at this point.
Right. Like, he's like, oh, shit, I should let that coke wear off.
Hold on. Maybe before I continue the story, let me do a little juice shot.
Yeah.
Shit. Did I say
he needs some laxatives?
Maybe if he would have taken some laxatives, he would have detoxed that right out of him.
Exactly.
But I mean, I got to also say I've been to that creation and those five juice shots, they cost more than the mortgage on Sandoval and Ariana's home. So they're so expensive.
It's because you're paying for the packaging. It was like a big, like, what is that called? A needle? What is that?
Yeah, like the glass. Oh, the syringe.
Yes, syringe. Yeah.
Oh my God. Speaking of drugs.
Yeah. Yes. I love where this is going. Please continue.
But what was like the dating? Like, why does he always flirt with Lala and then Lala looks so uncomfortable? Do you think they've maybe made out and that's what he didn't share and accidentally said Sheena?
Maybe. I like that plot twist.
I just feel like there's some kind of like, is it him trying to test the waters? And then if you're Lala, are you like, Schwartz, I have a kid. I'm trying to get pregnant with another of all the people. Yeah. It's not going to be with someone who tells me they like to go on drug and alcohol.
Right?
I'm growing.
I think he's testing the waters with Lala to see if she'll like, you know, take the bait. Cause he's always talking about how she's hot and he likes her lips and we're on a date. It's uncomfortable.
It actually makes me uncomfortable. It was as bad as the Valley scene last week where Jesse was saying his side piece or his mistress about Lala. I was like, poor Lala being the hot one. Ugh, poor Lala. I would hate to be that hot.
Burden she must bear.
The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galantine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Veller sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
Trust me, you've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. This show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this bold and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Stars and the Stars app.
Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, DashPass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with DashPass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for DashPass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Hi, it's Tamara Judge, co-owner of Vena CBD, where our mission is your health and wellness. At Vena, we understand life's daily challenges, and that's why we offer a range of CBD products designed to help you find balance and feel your best. Whether you're struggling with stress, sleep, or just looking for a daily wellness boost, we've got you covered. If you struggle getting a good night's sleep like me, listen up. I started sleeping better right away when I started taking Lights Out sleep gummies before bed. Our best sellers, like the Cloud 9 Mood Enhancing Gummy and our Lights Out Sleep Gummy, are made with the highest quality of ingredients, grown right here in the USA, ensuring that you get all the benefits without any compromise. And we stand by our products. Not only are they third-party tested for quality, but we also offer a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Experience the difference with Vena CBD and take the first step towards a more balanced you. Visit VenaCBD.com today and explore our range of products. And for our podcast listeners, enjoy an exclusive discount on your first order. Just use the code TEAPOD, TEAPOD, at checkout for buy one, get one free.
Katie visits Lala at her apartment. This is where I feel like Shorts maybe just did this to get some of the heat off of Sandoval. Tom? Yeah.
Oh, so he's taking one for the team. He's that smart to figure that out.
I think he's actually pretty smart.
Really?
Yeah. When he's not on a bender,
when he's not on drugs, he's really intelligent.
No, I think he is pretty aware, but he's very aware at playing confused or dumb. I don't like to use the word dumb, but like lost.
Naive.
Naive. Thank you. Naive.
Okay.
But Katie, Lala, you know, feels the need, to go right. Even though she's just had a fight with Katie and Sheena's one of her best friends. Yeah. Of course she's going to go to Katie first.
I would do the same thing.
And you know what? A shocking turn of events, because not only has Katie always hated Sheena, Katie is pissed. We get a flashback to 2013. Where Shorts admitted to making out with someone and claimed it was Sheena's friend.
Well, you know, knowing his history, maybe he was on a bender and he didn't realize that it was Sheena. He thought it was her friend.
Looks like, but not the same. But then Lala says she didn't go to Sheena first because she didn't want her to have time to turn it into a pretty picture. So it's like, that's your bestie?
Yeah. What's a pretty picture mean? Like she just gets out of it somehow?
Yeah, like she didn't want her to have time to come up with a story before Katie confronts her.
Right. So it was a strategy.
She's producing. Right. She's producing the moment.
Yes.
She's like, phew, just so happy not to talk about Sandoval and Ariana. But I was thinking, what is in Lala's Pellegrino? Because she is putting it in the work. Like she's like... Yeah. I got this. Yeah. I'll take another person down this week. Oh,
hold my Pellegrino. Here we go. I'm going in.
That should be like, with everybody being sober and sober curious on this show, it's instead of throwing wine in people's faces, it's going to be throwing the sparkling water.
Right. Hold my sparkling water. I'm going in.
Sometimes when I'm really in a mood, I just have a water with some lemon in it.
Yes. That's when I'm feeling really feisty.
Maybe throw some bitters. Could you imagine them with an emergency?
Oh, no.
Well, they were all doing the most at Hotel Ziggy. Sandoval tells Brock that he wants to talk to Ariana tonight, but he's scared. I was like,
oh,
Sandoval, you should be. This is not
you
the
should
time.
Be scared.
This is not the
I
time.
I was like, is he for real?
Like, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but Tom, you do live in the same home with her. You could have just done this. You could have said, Anne, I want to sit down and actually have a conversation with her.
Can you mediate?
Yeah, and you mediate, and this is another job.
Right. I know this probably wasn't in your original job description, but we'll just amend it here. Now you're mediating.
Well, he's like, you're leaving me anyway to go work for Ariana, so let's end with a bang and let's have this awkward conversation together. But then Sheena, you can tell how much Sheena dislikes Joe because she starts doing the hair thing and all that. But this hair thing really sets Joe off. I'm guessing that's what sets Joe off.
Because she kept telling her to take her hat off. Is that what it was?
But also,
clearly there's probably some tension there.
Well, I remember when I was filming Beverly Hills, there was one time, and it was like the first season, I didn't really have much glam just because really I didn't have enough money for the glam. I got more money as the seasons came on, and I didn't like ask Edwin for money. So I didn't glam as often. Like I would only glam if it was like full cast events and I knew whatever.
Right.
So I remember like my second season, one day I had red lipstick on.
I can't even picture that.
I know. And one of the women was like, Teddy, I mean, the red lipsticks looks good, but like, so not you, like, and just kept kind of going after, like implying that I was trying to be something that I wasn't. And I remember like sitting at the dinner and being like,
you try to lick it off.
I was like, why did I listen to Alex and let her put this red lipstick on? So I feel like that might've been what Joe was going through. Like, they've never seen me make this kind of an effort, even though the effort was just two braids.
Yeah. So you're saying it was just a self-conscious kind of thing where she was just feeling not herself.
Yeah. She didn't
feel
comfy.
I don't know what herself is. It's a little.
But then the entire group is talking about how they don't like her because Joe and Schwartz would go on double dates with Rachel and Sandoval while they were still a secret.
Oh. I don't know how I feel about that.
I don't either. I mean, I also want to understand because you can tell how much Katie we're going to have Katie on the pod, I think, in a couple of weeks so we can ask her. But Katie recently said on Vile Files that the group met Joe through Kristen. Joe would reach out to Katie and try to schedule a haircut for Schwartz because she didn't want to DM him directly to step on Katie's toes. Then she sleeps with him when they're divorced.
Haircuts, stepping on toes, sleeping together. Free game. That's fine. Fair game.
But do you think she always had a crush on Schwartz or do you think it was just once Katie was an asshole to her, she was like, this is fair game and I'm now interested. And was she cutting Schwartz's hair?
I mean, I think she probably always had a crush on him. That's what I would go with, that she always had a crush on him. And then, now she feels like she can, and now he's fair game, right?
Yeah. And then in her confessional, Joe says the girls bully her. Katie wrote on Instagram, Joe is spooky. Her energy is on par with a crackhead. She is psycho and I will also light her on fire with Rachel. I mean, light on fire is a little bit.
Is that, what does that mean? I will light her on fire with Rachel. Is that because she was doing the double dates? Is that?
Like, yeah, so she will light them both, like light their asses on fire. Like they're. I think it's like being dead to me.
Okay, but my question is, does Joe owe a duty or a responsibility to Ariana to tell her what Tom Sandoval is doing?
Well, at first I would say no, but then I didn't realize this part, but Ariana said in either the after show or one of the things that I watched, she says, listen, for everybody feeling bad for Joe, that like that we're just coming for her. She spent Thanksgiving with us. She did these things with us. So I guess she was hanging out with Ariana as well. Let's plan a Thanksgiving and let's invite anybody that would want to have sex with our husbands.
Yeah,
we'll all do it together.
I don't know who would be on my list.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to have to come up with a list. That's for next. We have some time.
If anyone out there would like to have sex with Shane, can you please DM me so that I can start creating my Thanksgiving list?
Actually, can you please DM me because we don't want to step on any toes.
Right.
And I don't want Emily to
Shane does look at my Instagram. So please DM. Please DM Teddy.
But then we see Sheena pissed that Joe's wearing a hat. Joe in the corner plugging her ears.
Okay, the plugging her ears. Can we just go to that? Like, I don't understand that. You're an adult woman. If you were at an event like that and there were some women over at a table making you uncomfortable, would you plug your ears? I
mean, is that, would that be your go-to?
Is she trying to be funny or is she so socially awkward? Like maybe we're missing part of this.
Socially awkward. I would go with that.
Okay. Yeah. But then Joe leaves the party sobbing, which I also didn't get. Like either if you're going to come and you're going to film and you're going to do this, get in the mix. I get there's a cry here and there. I've cried. You've cried. I think I don't know that you've cried.
I've cried.
Yeah. But you have tear ducts.
I do. I do actually. Thank you. Thank you for that question.
You know, just checking. but then I can't decide what's worse. Having to interact with Joe on that chair for an hour while she's doing such things, or being her braids that got so dismissed this entire.
They're like, what about us?
Hold on. What about us? We put in all this hard work.
We look so pretty. Nobody can see us.
We were so much better than that beret you put in the confessional.
I like how in the confessional, she's like, I'm not going to sit in the chair normally. I'm going to cross my legs.
then we get to the next awkward interaction, which is Sandoval approaching Lala, Katie.
This is my favorite interaction in history of anything I've ever watched.
I wish we were there. I mean, because he's like kind of preps himself. He's like,
he's got to go like get on the treadmill for a minute first. He's like, do some counts.
Get a quick tat, paint his nails.
All right. I'm going in.
Okay. And he says, Lala makes a comment first that she knows that Ariana can afford to buy an apartment at this point. So it's weird to be living with Sandoval. They don't, essentially, the conversation goes nowhere.
Yes. I don't know what they're talking about.
Like, he's like, hey, I sent you an email.
I like how he comes in from the side. He's like, and he bends down. He's like, hello.
Do you have a, and she's like this.
I'm sorry. Are you talking to me? Me?
You can reach out to me through your new assistant, Anne.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Oh, me with the mortgage payments?
Yes.
Do?
Me?
You can talk to my lawyer. So at some point during this hotel Ziggy, where like James Kennedy's getting like his DJ pictures taken
by his girlfriend.
Yeah, not a photographer,
not the paparazzi.
Joe's left. At some point Katie pulls Sheena aside about the short situation. Sheena claims it wasn't a makeout. She said shorts tried to kiss her, but it was nothing more than that. Sheena never told Kate. I love that part. I understand. He tried to kiss her. She pulled away. It wasn't a big deal. But then she said, I never told you because I was scared of you and I wanted to pretend it never happened. But I also wanted to be a part of your big day.
Yeah.
No, don't say the last part. Don't say the last part.
I just really wanted to be in your wedding.
So
I wasn't going to tell you that your future husband tried to make out with me. I get it.
You know what?
Seems valid.
You know what? She's right. I'm pretty sure if that happened, you know, she probably wouldn't have been a bridesmaid.
Probably not. Okay. The question is, what do you think? Was it a full makeout session or did he just try to kiss her and she was like, ew, get away? Like, those are two completely different stories.
Well, it depends. Did the lips touch? Because let's be clear, there, you know, when someone's coming in for a kiss, like, did she pull away immediately or was there like a second of tongue action and then, oh, no, we can't do this?
See, these are the questions I would ask.
These are the questions I need to know, because if it was a pull away prior to the kiss, no need to mention he's drunk, he's on a bender, whatever it may be that he calls what he's doing. But if they actually touched lips and there was some tonguing and then she freaked, that I think you have to tell.
Absolutely.
But we don't know. We should get Sheena on and actually get more of those details. But why also, this leads me to believe that Katie already knew this because Katie didn't seem that pissed.
Yeah, I didn't think she was that pissed either. So I don't know, though, if you were divorced, would you be pissed? Like if you weren't interested in that person anymore and you divorced them and you moved on, would you be pissed?
I mean, I think any opportunity Katie has a chance to be pissed at Shores or Sheena, she's going to take it.
Yeah, definitely.
But I mean, yeah, I think if I had somebody in my wedding and they didn't tell me that my husband tried to make out with them, I'd probably be a little pissed, even if the time had passed.
Yeah.
But I also never have seen those two seem like friends.
Right.
So I probably wouldn't have had that person in my wedding anyway.
Good point.
The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galantine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Veller sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
Trust me, you've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. This show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this bold and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Stars and the Stars app.
Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, DashPass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with DashPass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for DashPass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Hi, it's Tamara Judge, co-owner of Vena CBD, where our mission is your health and wellness. At Vena, we understand life's daily challenges, and that's why we offer a range of CBD products designed to help you find balance and feel your best. Whether you're struggling with stress, sleep, or just looking for a daily wellness boost, we've got you covered. If you struggle getting a good night's sleep like me, listen up. I started sleeping better right away when I started taking Lights Out Sleep Gummies before bed. Our best sellers, like the Cloud 9 Mood Enhancing Gummy and our Lights Out Sleep Gummy, are made with the highest quality of ingredients, grown right here in the USA, ensuring that you get all the benefits without any compromise. And we stand by our products. Not only are they third-party tested for quality, but we also offer a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Experience the difference with Vena CBD and take the first step towards a more balanced you. Visit VenaCBD.com today and explore our range of products. And for our podcast listeners, enjoy an exclusive discount on your first order. Just use the code TEAPOD, TEAPOD, at checkout for buy one, get one free.
Then Lala, James, and Shorts all get lunch together. Shorts claims Joe had an anxiety attack at Hotel Ziggy. Shorts compares his hangout sessions with Joe to what he has with Lala, except he and Lala haven't had sex yet.
I see.
He says Lala tells Shorts she'd break his dick in half.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
That's what I was wondering. Like, you're so wild in bed, you may break it in half, or like
you don't know what you're doing and it breaks it in half. Like, oops.
Or like you're going to swallow. It's like the Venus flytrap. It like goes in your side.
Yeah.
I don't know. But another awkward sexual exchange. But also, if I was Lala in that moment, I'd be like, please don't compare me to Joe.
I know. I didn't understand that either. I was like, so Joe and Lala are the same. Clearly, he's on a bender if he thinks that. I mean, the similarities are just...
Listen, I don't want anyone taking claim on reminding them of Joe other than me. Guys, stand by that. I just feel so special.
That is Teddy's. Don't take it away from her.
Don't. Listen, give me that. Okay. Shorts. But then Sandoval shows up to lunch. He looks kind of happy. I was like, whoa. Then Lala tells them about the water tasting event she's having.
That sounds
like a real rager.
Riveting. I mean, I was like, water tasting. Sign me up for that.
Sparklets or Evian?
I don't know. I have
a palate for water. In return, Sandoval invites Lala to a guided breathwork session, which I know I'm skipping ahead. I'd never need to see that again.
I don't either. That was the most bizarre thing I've ever seen.
If I wanted to see Sandoval climax, I would have had sex with him already.
I feel like the neighbors probably called the police.
Could you imagine, like, that level of breath work? Like, I just want you to try. Can you try it for a second? Can you see if you can, like, make that kind of noise?
He was yelling. Ah! How was that breath work?
Walking into that, I feel like Lala wanted to take those 500 laxatives and get herself out of there.
I'm surprised she didn't walk in and then just turn around and walk back out.
And also, she came over just to witness him doing it. I thought they were then going to have her lay down and do her own breath work. But no, she just had to come watch him climax and then go.
I guess.
Weird fetish.
Very bizarre.
I want you to come over and listen to me have an eternal cum.
I'm surprised he didn't get like a noise ordinance violation.
Tom doing breath work is now my sleep. What is it? Sleep paralysis.
Perilous.
Sleep paralysis demon, for the love. It was an emotional orgasm for him, apparently. Then we go back to something about her. The whole group shows up to take part in sandwich tasting from the new menu,
and it's like Groundhog Day, apparently.
Like, I am confused why they, like, when they did the flashbacks and showed that they'd eaten each one of these sandwiches already.
Yeah.
Guys, stop. But this, James had some funny points, like his confessional when he like said, you know, I really had high hopes for these girls, but then it was the Tweedledee and Tweedledee. It's like Tweedledee and Tweedledum dicks or whatever you call them, the toms, and how long it's taking. And then Lala saying, let's fast forward to the good part. And that's where James says, we all know Tom likes a sloppy Joe.
That was funny. I didn't get it at first. I actually envisioned like a sloppy Joe, like a literal sloppy Joe. And then I realized he was talking about Joe. It took me a minute. All right.
Emily,
I was like,
pay attention.
I enjoy a sloppy Joe too. I was like, huh, I haven't had one of those in a long time.
Come on, this is making me want to zip by Dairy Queen.
I'm hungry.
But then they decide, going back to the vial files, like, seriously, we may as well be doing ads for Nick. But on something, when he brought up something about her, she said she's given all the updates, but people don't care to listen because it's boring stuff. Well, I'm happy to listen. I'm ready for all the information.
Is that another way of saying we don't know what's going on?
Yeah, like we know the permit story, but there is a rumor now that it's going to be a ghost kitchen on Uber Eats. And if that's the case, that will bring in a lot of money, I think.
Okay, I don't know what that means. Like, you order a sloppy Joe and it comes from there?
Yes, it means like there's no storefront. You're not going to be able to go into a store, but you can type in something about her on Uber Eats and order the sandwiches. But
why is it called a ghost kitchen?
Because you can't go inside. Like, I guess they could be making it from their own kitchens.
From Ariana's bedroom.
Next to the chicken saute.
Yes, with the laxatives. Don't piss her off. You get a laxative in your sandwich.
Well, the way Lisa Vanderpump was trying to force herself to eat one of the sandwiches looked like there was a laxative. She was like, I was like, at least pretend to be excited about the sandwich, Lisa. Yeah. Well, yeah, I can't. Then the group walks over to Sur. And Lala tells Ariana about her heart to heart with Sandoval. Also, why does everyone need to tell Ariana about their heart to heart? This part I don't really
because producers are like, make sure you tell Ariana about your heart to heart with Sandoval.
Make sure that you tell her that you had a virtual orgasm with her ex. Ariana explains that she is very mad at him because she wasn't home at the time because she was taking Maya to the emergency vet where she had to get an endoscopy and it was Sandoval's fault. We've already talked about the takeout containers. I think it's an equal person's fault at this point.
Well, yeah, don't leave takeout out. Even if he didn't lock the dog in, did she have her bedroom door closed so the dog couldn't get in? Because if the door was open, the dog could have gotten the food anyway without Sandoval's interaction. So I don't know.
I'm guessing the door was closed. The dog smelled the old chicken saute, was kind of kneading at the door. And Sandoval's like, oh, you want to go in the room? Shuts it. The dog goes in, goes to town. But I also have another question. Is it their dog? Or is it Ariana's dog?
I do not know the ownership of the dog.
Because the thing about that is, she says it's her dog. Okay. If it's her dog, I personally wouldn't trust my ex-cheating boyfriend, blah, 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 to take care of said dog.
No, or to care, or to let the dog in and out, or to do whatever. Another reason why she should have moved out.
Yeah, just get away from him.
Protect the dog.
Protect you, protect that dog, get away from the other dog. It is what it is. Then we get into them being at Sur. But before that, we have to see the date with Sandoval and T.
The bowling.
I can't.
With the 70s look, the 70s bowling.
You want to know who didn't have a virtual orgasm watching that scene? Me.
Yeah, you didn't like it. You're not into 70s bowling. Not your thing.
Doing a dance move while the girl you're on your first date with. It's one thing if like we were to video Shane or Edwin doing that. We've been with them 15 years. But like a first date, could you imagine putting on a full bowling show? I can't. Yeah. In an outfit? No. With white nail polish with blue tips? Absolutely not. Yeah. Then we see Brock working hard. Brock is
poor Brock.
Poor Brock. I'm like, Brock, are you getting paid?
I hope so. Because you're doing a lot.
You're doing the most. Brock pretty much outs that Katie's had sex. Well, says that Max slept over at Katie's. And around right. that same time that this happens, you see Sheena lose her shit on Brush. I think she legitimately wanted to like
cut him.
Yeah, like actually cut him when he did.
Is
that.
It
like,
because what he said had to do with Katie and she is scared of having any conflict with Katie? Is she just not want to be involved in that?
I also would be scared to admit that you're checking somebody's location multiple times that you have no relationship with. Like, that's crazy.
It is crazy.
I can't even imagine. Like, I check my kids because I want to see like where they are on the bus on the way home for me to meet them. Like not random human beings, like multiple times like that. I don't know. But
you could just check Tamara's location all the time. You would always know where we're filming.
Yeah. And then I could just show up and be like, oh, hey, you guys. So you're
filming. That's so crazy.
I just brought my own mic. Hold on. I walk in with this. Hi.
I like red lipstick. Do you guys like it?
Yeah. I'm starting to wear red lipstick this year. But was Katie drunk or potentially stoned while being asked this question? Because when they did ask her about Max, she's like, huh?
What? Who?
Who? Who? I'm like, it was last night.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Could you repeat that?
Who are we talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, Max. Yeah.
He just came over.
He just like came over.
We had like some cheese.
It was just a tip. Wasn't a big deal.
No.
But
we didn't make out. He just tried to kiss me.
He tried to kiss me in my no-no spot. Yeah. So this comes out, and then Sheena says, it's already yelled at Brock that she was never going to bring it up. But then Sheena needs to corroborate the story and double down. Like, right. I checked his location at 1:15 a.m. and then I checked it again at 4 a.m. and then I checked it the next day and all still at Katie's house. And then I checked Katie's just to be clear, and Katie was at her own house. Like, I don't know. 56 people's location to keep up with is a lot.
Yes, with multiple check-ins.
To give you backstory, Max was on Vanderpump Rules prior. He used to hook up with Katie's co-host on her podcast.
So is he...
He's one of Shorts' best friends.
Okay, so he's Shorts... Because they kept saying Shorts' best friend. But he's Tom. This is another guy.
Yeah, because, well, clearly, who's Tom's best friend, like, for real? Mm-hmm. Tom's about Tom. Like, let's...
Tom is Tom's best friend.
His own Tom.
Tom.
But Shorts is besties with Max, but Max only made it one season. But on that one season he was on, he was hooking up with Katie's podcast co-host. So it's all very messy.
There is a very limited amount of people in LA apparently to hook up with.
Well, I got to say, I hope none of them have like herpes or anything, because if one of them has it, they all got it.
Yeah, it's like glitter. It's everywhere. Shit's going to spread fast.
What was your thoughts on when Ariana went up to T at the bar?
I feel like she's inserting herself in things that she doesn't need to. I mean, I thought it was just disrespectful to that poor girl that went on a date with Sandoval. Like, clearly she's going to figure it out on her own. I like how she asked her age, though. Oh, you're 25? He's 41.
Yeah. And also, she doesn't live under a fucking rock. She's not the two girls from the pool party. She knows the backstory. She knows what she's getting into.
Exactly. She just wants her 15 minutes of fame. She just wants to be on camera.
She just wants to be on camera. And Ariana, don't bullshit me. You didn't need a water that badly that you needed to walk in front of T and have this conversation.
Excuse me. I need a water.
Excuse me. I really need a water.
Put a lime in
there.
I was
like, yeah, because you're parched. But yeah, it was a little bit of a doozy. But what we are seeing once again is this little bit of a hiccup between Sheena and Brock. Like ever since he's the opposite of Felicity. Ever since he got a haircut, he started working. Like he is on the job.
Yeah, he's on the clock, man. Ready to go.
But I can't really allow Katie to be a villain for getting it in after Shorts has cheated on her and treated her like shit for years. That is the one thing. Like, Shorts has been terrible to her. So if Katie if Shorts didn't stick to the rules beforehand, why does she need to stick to the rules now? And Max is hot, and go for it, Katie. Clearly, if Tom wanted it to work with you, he would have tried harder and been nicer.
Yeah, she deserves it. Let her have it. I just wish she would have been like, yeah, he came over. And this is what happened.
He came over and it was, I would have been fine with a scoring. It was a 7 out of 10 or whatever it was.
Yeah.
It's going to happen again. I'm drunk dialing him right now.
Yeah. I wanted more details.
Yeah. So maybe Max on the pod.
Yeah, let's ask him, because I want details of that night. Because really, according to Sheena, we only know when you got there and when you left, but we don't know what happened while you were there.
True. It's like a true crime mystery. We need to know, and you haven't given us all the crumbs. Well, thanks for tuning into this episode, you guys. Make sure that you tune into our next one, which will be The Valley Season 1, Episode 2 Recap.
The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galantine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villars sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
This show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Critics say you won't be able to tear your eyes away. Now, that is a good series if that's the case.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Stars and the Stars app.
You may or may not know, I am the co-owner of Vena CBD. We're committed to your health and wellness with top quality CBD products. If you struggle getting a good night's sleep like me, listen up. I started sleeping better right away when I started taking Lights Out sleep gummies before bed. The ingredients are grown in the USA and third-party lab tested. Vena guarantees satisfaction with a 30-day risk-free guarantee. Buy a get one free with code TEAPOD. That's TEAPOD at VenaCBD.com. Start your wellness journey with Vena CBD today. That's VenaCBD.com.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.